Penny Schmidt wrote, "Not kidding. Tuesday afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, Lynn Werfel actually introduced William Walton's Orb and Scepter March as having been, quote, played at every coronation since it was written." Well, since this march was written for Queen Elizabeth II's coronation in 1953, and this is the one and only coronation that has taken place in the United Kingdom since, that certainly stopped me in my tracks while putting away the clean laundry. I know Lynn is not a local staffer, but I could not resist reacting to this whopper. And this is Cleve speaking. I don't know Lynn either, but I wonder if it's possible that she knew what she was saying and said it tongue-in-cheek. We'll have to ask. Steve from Southport wrote, "I love Car Talk, one of the best you have. Some conservative programming would balance. P.S. I love the BBC News, too, and All Things Considered." Listener Kyle wrote, "Thanks for keeping me informed. First-class procedure. Another reason I listen, enjoy, trust, and support this station. BBC inclusion is cool." And yes, he did spell it that way. An anonymous listener called the station Wednesday to report a serious traffic accident in the Wilmington area. He asked if it would be possible for the station to have some way of relaying traffic information on the air. A bit of background here. Several years ago, we did regularly air traffic reports on Morning Edition. It was a very difficult operation to coordinate, and we frequently found ourselves broadcasting outdated information. Given that we cover as many as 22 counties in our region, we elected to discontinue this service. We expected some listener pushback about that, but there was essentially none. And with the growth of smartphone apps for everything these days, I'm not at this point persuaded that it's the best use of our listeners' time, except possibly in the case of major emergencies. But it is a valid question. Thanks for asking. Our spring survey is now closed, thanks to the 417 listeners who participated much more than a year ago. I hope to have a report soon on the major conclusions. In the meantime, here are some other nuggets from listener comments. Don wrote, "Get rid of BBC News." Anonymous wrote, "I became a day sponsor and didn't get a mug or a T-shirt." Unfortunately, since this message was truly anonymous, we don't know how to correct this oversight. Please let us know who you are. Megan wrote, "I hear a lot of folks complaining about lack of coverage of conservative views. Perhaps these individuals aren't listening at the correct time because I've heard plenty of interviews and coverage with conservative representatives and people in general. Recommend to those folks who feel that way to utilize their resources adequately before accusing the entire station." Paul wrote, "I would love fresh air at 7 p.m. again. The station is fantastic overall. I love Brooks and Dion on Friday, All Things Considered. Love Political Junkie. State of Things doesn't try to be centrist, so it's hard to claim centrality there. I'm a progressive, so it's no personal bother to me." In the listener survey, we get a lot of keep up the good works, and this from Martha. "I've been a public radio listener for 30 years, 10 in Los Angeles, 20 in Wilmington. It is an integral part of my world. Thank you." And finally, this from listener Ann, who wrote an actual letter. "Yes, it can be done. My radio is on most of the day and often at night. I enjoy BBC when I can understand what they're saying, but they talk fast and many don't enunciate. I thank Ann also for her message to me on my retirement." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.